Purim, Pesach, and Bava Kamma, as advertised. Hopefully, this initial post Purim sugya, Shol Shirim Kol Machag, will reconnect us as well with Bava Kamma. Not only because we're going to only see one piece of the Haseba sugya, we'll leave the rest for closer to Yom Tov, so that will get us back to Bava Kamma more quickly. But also because the one segment of the sugya we're going to see is something that not only we touched on earlier in the first parak in Shein V'Regel, but will bring us back to another perspective on the very first Bava Kamma sugya that we saw this year, which was the world of Torah Sasvikus. So, but again, we opened the limud of the Seder Shal Pesach, which Maseches Pesachim officially is organized chronologically. The Mishnah is certainly organized chronologically. One of the Masechtas, which is organized in that way. Ironically, it, like Maseches Shviyas, it focuses officially more on Erev Pesach than Pesach itself. Pesach is 7 days, but 9 out of 10 prakim of Pesachim are officially about Erev Pesach. First parak begins with Leil Erev Pesach, Bedikas Chametz, then it moves to the morning, to Bir Chametz, and gets tangentially into Matzah and Marah. And then the fourth parak to Minhagim about Erev Pesach, tangentially to other Minhagim. Minhag by Erev Pesach morning. The fifth through the ninth prakim are all about Karban Pesach, the Hakrava, which is Erev Pesach afternoon. The ninth parak is about Pesach Sheni, but it's there because we're talking about Erev Pesach afternoon. Finally, the tenth parak, we get up to the late in the afternoon of Erev Pesach, and then to Leil HaSeder itself. And that brings us to the first Mishnah in the last parak. Erev Pesachim or Arve Pesachim Samach Lamincha Vayochol Adam Achetachshach. Din number one in the Mishnah is still in the afternoon, that the latter half, roughly speaking, the latter half of Erev Pesach afternoon, you're severely limited in terms of what you eat up until dark. That line of the Mishnah we dealt with when we spoke about Tosefet Shabbos. Then the second and third dinim of the Mishnah are already about Leil HaSeder, and then the Mishnais will continue to actually take us through the Haggadah. Kos Rishon, Kos Sheni, Manishtana, Leficha Tzarech HaChayv Adam Laharos, Rabbi Gamliel, and so forth. So what are these two dinim? Afilu Anishe B'Yisrael Li'ochal Chiyasev, even the poorest Jew should not eat without Haseba. That's din number two. And din number three, Lo'yifachusu lo, Me'arba Kosu Shel Yayin. This Ani, whom we just referred to, they should not give him less than 4 cups of wine. Afilu minatamcho. Even if he's so poor, then not only is he taking kupa, the weekly collection of money, but he's so impoverished that he even takes from tamchoi, which is a daily collection of food. First parak of Bavbas, they talk about the different types of collections. We do that also nowadays. Obviously, technology is different. We organize things differently. But the concept is the same. There are collections of food. There are organizations that collect food and distribute them. There are organizations that collect money and distribute them. So even the most impoverished Jew, with the Gabbai Tzedakah are providing with his daily food needs, the Gabbai Tzedakah have to provide him with Arba Kosos Shel Yayin. So those are the second and third dinim in the Mishnah are Haseba and Arba Kosos. And as we hopefully close to Pesach, we'll have a chance to see, we'll get more into the core sugya of Haseba. We'll talk more about the connection between Haseba and Arba Kosos, both of which are Dinim Drabanan, about how you run a Seder. But for now, let's focus on Haseba. So the Mishnah says, now you look at the Mishnah, how many words does the Mishnah give us about Haseba? Afilu ani shebi Yisrael lo yochal ad shiyasev. 7 words. Within those 7 words, how many dinim? It's always good to know what do you know from the Mishnah, what do you know from the Gemara, what your sources are for different aspects of it. In how much does the Mishnah tell us about Haseba? Number one, that there is a chiyuv Haseba, right? Number two, even the ani, which is interesting. Well, I mean, even the, do I have to say, even an ani has to sit in a sukkah? No, Jews have to sit in a sukkah. Rich or poor, why would I think it matters? Darba kosos, you need to pay for kosos. You might not have wine. Everyone knows the famous story by Beis Halevi, the Jew comes to Beis Halevi, right? He needs money for milk. Oh, I'm sorry, I said it wrong. The Jew comes to Beis Halevi, why is a shayla? Can he be yotze arba kosos with milk? So Beis Halevi gives him money. The Rebbetzin asks Beis Halevi, you gave him a lot more than just enough to afford wine. To which Beis Halevi responded, if he's planning to have arba kosos of milk, clearly he's missing a lot more than merely 4 cups of wine. He's clearly not eating fleishiks, nor is he eating much of anything else either, if he can't even afford dal kosos shalyan. So basically they gave him money to cover all of his tzarachim. So okay, so you understand there's a chiddush, even the ani has to drink arba kosos shalyan. I might have thought, if you can't afford it, do something else. But Heseba is free. Heseba doesn't cost you anything. It's intriguing that the ani, that it's a chiddush, the ani has to do a seba. What's the third din that the Mishnah tells me? There is a chiyuv seba. It applies even to the poor, and ochel, right? It's a way of eating. It's not stam that you have to be masiv at some point. It's not stam, we do par of the secret. It's over the course of saying magid, par of magid with the most of the magid was the matzah uncovered, and par of magid was the matzah covered. So maybe I would have thought, you do have seba when you tell the story. No, it's a way of eating. You eat. You eat not just the mitzvah to do have seba in the abstract. You're going to eat the seba. So there's a chiyav seba, specifically a chiyav to eat the seba, and seba applies even to the poor. So with those three dinim in mind, let's take a look at the Gemara. So the very first question the Gemara has, the Gemara's going to go through a series of different questions over the course of the second half in Amud, the second half of Kuf Ches Amud Aleph. The first question we have is, Lo Yochal what? What exactly are you eating Beheseba? Anything? They could have imagined, eat something Beheseba. So Gemara right away assumes, Amaram assumes, it's not just eat something Beheseba. There must be specific things that you eat and maybe drink Beheseba. Itma. Matzah tzarech haseba, moror ain't tzarech haseba. The matzah requires haseba. You can't say, I'll do haseba for the chicken. You can't say, I'll do haseba for the karpas. No, you have to make it for matzah. It's not just eat something. You have to have matzah to haseba. Moror, not. So Rashi tells us, Arve Psachim is one of those rare cases where you have both Rashi and Rashbam. Most of the Basra is just from near the beginning of the third parak to the end of the Masechta. There's just Rambam. There's just Rashbam. Rashi, one of Rashi's elder grandchildren, took over. There's one Dir Maschil that overlaps. The last Dir Maschil of Rashi, the first Dir Maschil of Rashbam, the rest is just Rashbam. But here, you see, Rashbam is much longer than Rashi. The same Dir Maschil. You see the difference in length. Rashi had this gift of brevity. Arvei Psachim, you have running commentary of both. You have Rashi across the top, Rashbam across the bottom. So Rashi tells us, Matzah Tzrich HaSeba Kivnei Chorin. You do HaSeba like free men. Shehu Zecher LeGeula. It is a Zecher LeGeula. What's it? HaSeba or Matzah? Which one is it? A diktuk won't help you because both Matzah and HaSeba are Lashon Nekeva. And who is Zachar? So, hard to know which one he's referring to. But you figure out for the next Rashi. Mor ein zarech haseba, shehu zecher avdus. It, meaning the moror, is a zecher to the shibud. And moror reminds us of the bad days. So apparently the previous Rashi meant that matzah reminds us of the good days. Matzah is a simon of geula. When we get close to Pesach, maybe we'll look some more. Matzah is really both. Right, matzah is both. Lechemoni means different things. Matzah is both. But certainly there are aspects of matzah that are simanu, right? The lo yachul hisma mea, right? What we talk about when Leil, the fact that the matzah reminds us of the chipazon of the geula. The matzah reminds us of the precision. The Kadosh Baruch Hu wants to leave right then. We left right then. We didn't even have 20 minutes, half hour to let the dough rise. We have to leave right then. Although matzah is also zecher labdus, but it's also zecher legula. So it qualifies. Maror is pure zecher labdus. So maror does not have a seba. Matzah does. Okay. So already we're haseba zechiv specifically for matzah. So we've addressed also the specifically what we're developing what it means to be ochel beheseba, and not just to be ochel something beheseba, to ochel specifically matzah. And we're also beginning to understand what the chiddush was of saying afilu ani, because if the goal of haseba is to portray cherus, and betkufas chazal, haseba was indeed an aristocratic way of eating. Wealthy, noble people ate. That was a high-end way of eating. It was a Lamborghini of eating. Instead of just sitting upright, you would be sprawled on a chaise longue, or the Roman equivalent. And if you go to the net, you can see what they used for haseba. Available for viewing. If you're not a kohen, you can go to the net, you can take a look. So we understand the whole point of Haseba is to reinforce the Zecher L'Cherus. So one could have imagined it looks a little strange. You're wearing a tie and pajamas. The fellow's in tattered clothes, and the house is dilapidated, and he's going to do Haseba. So you could have imagined it's an oxymoron. And maybe that's not really a Zecher L'Cherus. It looks worse. So come on, the mission. No, I feel like you only should be Yisrael. You might think that it's only appropriate to do a Seba if the whole context looks in sync. But a Seba, no. Even if the food is simple, and the table is simple, and the chair is simple, and the clothing are simple, and nothing else is aristocratic, but there's still the Chivas, when Chazal, Mesakin, and Seba, Mesakin across the board. And there's a lot to think about. Maybe sometime we can unpack that more. It's reminiscent of the line Chazal of elsewhere. That all of Klal Yisrael b'nei Malachim. Even if right now this Jew is the details of his life at this moment don't look very aristocratic, but maybe it's part of what's happening at the Seder. It's reminding you, I'm a ben Melach, and Kadosh Baruch Hu is taking care of me, even though it may seem distant at the moment. You have to do a Seder. Maybe it's even more meaningfulness. In a certain sense, for the Ani to do a Seba. Be that as it may, just learn the first two lines of the Gemara already give us a lot more insight into, again, the three dinim, or the din in two details in the Mishnah. The din of a Seba together with the detail of Achila and detail of Filu Ani. Now we come to our part of the Gemara. With that backdrop, the Gemara says, well, how about Kosos? Yayin. How about arba kosos? Yayin. And now we're intertwining the latter two dinim of the Mishnah. Haseba and arba kosos. We said the zechiyav haseba. We said the zechiyav arba kosos. Do they intersect? Do you do haseba for arba kosos? And I mentioned before that when we get more into zechiyav haseba, we'll see that there actually is a lot that they share in common. Particularly the way the Rambam presents them. Rambam has a very unique chiddush, a unique perspective on both of them. The same unique perspective on Haseba and Arba Kosos. He puts the two of them together into a unique sort of position in the array of mitzvahs of Leil Haseba. But now I want to know, is there interplay? Do you do Haseba on Dal Kosos? Can you combine them? So the Gemara says, yes or no, we say exactly. If any possible logical possibility. Yayin. Itmar Shredar Nachman Tzarech HaSeba. Vitmar Shredar Nachman Ein Tzarech HaSeba. It was said in the name of Nachman, the Amor of Nachman, that you do need a Seba for Yayin. And it was also reported in the name of Nachman, you do not need a Seba for Yayin. And it sounds like the Machlokas Talmidim. Maybe he changed his mind. Maybe when he was younger, he held one way, then he got older, he looked through the sugya again, changed his mind. We've seen in the past. You can definitely find the Rambam doing that, you can find other Chachmei Talmud and Rishonim, who changed their mind over time. Legitimate. Gemara says, no, velo pligi, not a machlokas. Ha, betarti kasi b'kamai, ha, betarti kasi b'astroi. They're both simultaneously true. One psak he gave for the first two cups, the other psak he gave for the latter two cups. But now, that gives rise to a new suffix. But now we're not sure. Now there was a machlok. There was no machlokas Tamir of Nachman, but there was a machlokas in the next generation afterwards. There's a machlokas. How is there no machlokas? Do you mean there's no machlokas this way, or you mean there's no machlokas that way? And that's truly ironic, right? There are machlokas how to not have machlokas of Nachman. Should we say there's no machlokas because he insisted on Haseba in the first two, or because he insisted on Haseba in the last two? This Gemara we saw earlier learning about the Kabbalah, right? Amr lahaygisa, Amr lahaygisa. How so? Amr lahaygisa. Some say in this direction. Maybe you only require a say by the first two cups. Well, why should you mechal between the cups at all? Abrakosas. So one shita has it after the first two, because that's when the chayrus is beginning. It's fresh. Trekasi basroi nih. The last two kosas, lobo aseba my dahabahab. It's already old news. That's yesterday's news. Cheres already happened. My dahabahab. What was. Maybe you only require a seba in the first two kosas because that's when the cheres is happening. While the other sheet, the hove, in the later Amorav, other sheet in the later Amorav says, to the contrary, Amr el Haikis, so something in the other direction, on the other side. Adarabah, just the opposite. Trekasi basroi bo eseba. It's the dafka, the latter two that require eseba. Why? Ahi shaitit de kahavya cheres. At that time, you are free. The cheres is. Whereas trekasi kamai lobo eseba, the first two not, da'akati avad mayinu kamar. We're still saying avadim hayinu. And just a word about that, and then we'll get to the crux of the sugya. It sounds like this sugya is built on an appreciation of the Mishnah later in Arvei Pesach, in which we say in the end of Magid, which is Chayv Adam Liras as Atzmo, Kili Yasa Atta Mishib Mitzrayim. The whole logic of both Shitos is built on the assumption that something's actually happening over the course of the Seder. On the one hand, that Cheres is happening during the first two Kosas. The first two Kosas bracket Magid. The other sheet is saying, no, it's too early, because the second coast at the end of Magid, but it refers back to the entire Magid. That bracha asher galanu is a bracha on the whole Magid, including Avadim Hayinu. We're still in process. Rather, you should do Haseba on the two coasts that bracket Hallel, at which point the Cheres has already been accomplished. Are we focusing on the process of Cheres or the product of Cheres? But either way, the assumption is that Cheres is in process over the course of Magid, for better or for worse. But that's Mamash Chayv Adam Liras as Atzmo. Now, a Jew is supposed to be reliving the Gullus and Geula over the course of the story of Sefer Shmos over the course of Magid. Either that's the reason Dal can do a Seba then, because that's Mamash when it's happening, or no, maybe you should hold off until celebrate when it's all over. Right, by Purim, we don't celebrate on Yud Gimel. We celebrate Yud Dalet, Noach. Right? Yud Gimel is when the Nes occurred, when they actually fought successfully. And Yud Dalet was the day when they were able to rest, and that's when we celebrate Purim. So that's sort of like the Trei Kasi Basroi. Cheres is already in the bag. Or should we say, no, the truth is Tezvav Nisan is the day of Yitzias Mitzrayim. When Tezvav Nisan began, when making a Seder, we were still in Mitzrayim. Now, you could have made the argument we should have a Leila Seder Tezayim, the first night that we were already free. But no, we got to have it when the Cheres is happening. So it could be, perhaps, Tezvav Nisan versus Yudal Tezvav Adar, maybe are the two models for these two, perhaps, for these two Shitos. Should you be celebrating more, demonstrating the Cheres more when it's happening, focusing on the time of the process, or the time when the process is completed and we're enjoying the product, we're enjoying the achievements of Cheres. Okay, be that as it may, fascinating, again, two very interesting svaras, both built on the bedrock of Chayv Adam Liras as Atzmo, otherwise neither Shita gets over the ground, no reason to distinguish any of the Kosos. And then the Gemara's, but with all that fascinating svaras, the Gemara's conclusion is what's shocking. Because the Gemara's conclusion, so with the Gemara's conclusion is shocking, because the Gemara says, since we're not sure, again, the Talmidei Rav Nachman did not have a machlokas, Rav Nachman didn't change his mind, Tamid Rav Nachman didn't have machlokas. They were reporting different parts of what he said. But in a later generation, later Amoraim, did have a machlokas. Which way were Rav Nachman and Talmidim saying it? So practically speaking, we have a safek, and therefore, Hashi Itmahachi, the Itmahachi, EGV, EGBO, Eseba. Since we're not sure which is which, so we have to do Eseba for both. We have to do Eseba for both. So what we'll pick up next time is the following. We looked at a little bit earlier in Bava Kamma, in the first paragraph, we looked at a little bit of the Ran. The Ran here points out that there were three possible conclusions you could have come to. Being that some say you only do a Seba cups 1 and 2, some say you only do a Seba cups 3 and 4. No one holds Nikar I didn't do a Seba all 4, which to our ears is strange. So there are three ways, or four ways, we could have gone here. We could have said, do a Seba for all of them, do a Seba for none of them, or pick one of the two sets of Kosos to do a Seba for. And honestly, and so the Gemara chose, because of either, neither, or both. And the Ran points out, we have to understand why we chose both, given that Arba Kosos is a Din Drabanan, the rule is Safek Drabanan Lakula. To say we're Machmer in both directions seems offhand like the wrong option to have chosen. The plot will thicken, because the Ran will give two answers here, but then in a parallel situation in Purim, in Mikra Megillah, in a town where you're not sure whether it's Yudal or Tezvav, it sounds like the same Shaila, and while here we say neither, there we say one. Here we say both, there we say one. And the Ran deals in both, gives two terutz into both. We're going to have to figure out how to make sense of what's going on here.